beautiful people. This is your girl Ernisha, and welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is September the 10th, 2020 at 12:41 a.m. Today is Throwback Thursday. Hey. It's almost the weekend. I know I haven't been on here, you guys. I am so sorry to my listeners. I know they like, she gave us one episode last, but now she, you know, she's supposed to keep up. So I am so sorry. I've been so busy. I've been trying to get my rest because I got some stuff coming up, but we ain't gonna talk about that. We just gonna let it do what it do, and God got it, and we gonna do what it do. Okay, so today episode, I've been dying to talk about. So I did have an episode talking about sex, but this episode needs to be talked about because I feel like people that have sex don't like to use certain equipment. Now, today's topic is for the grown and sexy, for the mature people, not the immature people, for the people that's just love life and just free spirit to a point, okay? And this episode is not for kids. So, parents, guardians, older brothers, sisters, if you have little kids around, I advise you not to listen to this podcast around them because it's about to get real, real nasty. So, today's episode is going to be about sex toys and how to please yourself and why is it important. Not saying a warm body can't please you, but if you don't have a warm body, is sex toys out there for you to use for yourself, to please yourself, to get all that out of you? You know, that frustration, that stress, you just want to be free of whatever you going through. Sex toys is, I feel like, the best thing for single people, married people, dating people. Now, even if you're single, dating, or married, I feel like, make sure you wash your toys, okay? We don't want to just use them and just put them away. No, you got to wash them, okay? Because that's nasty, and then, you know, bacteria builds up, and then just, ugh, okay? So, when I talk about sex toys to certain individuals, male or female, you know, it's not just a female thing, it's not just a male thing. When I talk about it, period, some people get grossed out. But I'm like, how do you get grossed out about talking about sex toys and you have sex? Okay, now that's some weird shit, but they gotta deal with that shit, okay? They gotta deal with that. But I just feel like if you can have sex, you can have oral sex, or get oral sex to you, you should have a problem about sex toys. But I guess people just feel weird touching themselves and playing with the toys themselves, and I feel like you should not be afraid. That's what sex toys are here for. It's here to please yourself, please your partner, please each other, you know, whatever you fantasize, you can do it. That's why they have sex stores. They have toys in the sex store, they have costumes in the sex stores. Now, I feel if you do have a partner and you want to incorporate your partner, I feel like, especially males, you know, you need to talk about, you know, what toys y'all getting and how, what toys gonna go where, because I feel like when you just whip out a sex toy, especially if you with a male, you know, a man, male man, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. It makes them feel uncomfortable, makes them feel like they're not enough for you. So I feel like it should be steps and levels of that conversation. You know, I'm not saying when you just start to date somebody, like, ooh, do you like sex toys? Like, that's not the, no, we not gonna put that on the first date. Maybe the fourth, fifth date, yeah, but not the first date, okay? We just trying to be classy women out here. I mean, I'm ratchet too, you know, I'm the hoochie sister of my sisters, but, you know, I'm not gonna say, ooh, you like sex toys on the first date, because that's first impressions are everything, okay? So, I started using sex toys at the age, I am 33 right now, so I started using sex toys like the age of 20, 21, 22. So for me, the dude I was with at that time, he didn't talk to me about the sex toy. He just like threw it on me, and then I liked it. You know, I was like, oh, this is interesting. I was okay. Cause you know, I lost my virginity at an age. I ain't gonna talk about that cause that ain't in y'all business. But the people that know that know, okay? And I was like, wow, you know, when I started having sex, why didn't you use sex toys? You know, because the sex toys that he used on me was called the butterfly. Now, nowadays, we're in 2020, so the butterfly is totally different, but back then, it's not that much different, but I feel like that one was, like, different. Like, I was like, he was like, I want to try this on you, and I was like, okay. And you, I mean, I was a little weird out, so I'm like, is it clean? You know what I'm saying? So, I told him, okay, before you put that on me, before we use that, you know, in our sex act or whatever you want to call it, foreplay, whatever, can I wash it off? I'm telling y'all, I'm a germaphobe. So he was like, it's a new one. And I was like, oh, it's new? Okay. And I still wash it, because even if the toy is new, I feel like you still need to wash it off. So I cleaned it and everything. And mind you, I'm 21, 22, I believe. I cleaned it and everything, and then put it on, and it did what it did, and then we did what we did with the toy, and I was like, oh my god, like, ooh, sex toys. And he was like, don't use this without me. And I'm like, what you mean don't use it without you? Like, I think you'd rather me use this than go cheat, right? But at that time, child, I was, you know, just off the hook. But anywho, I was just enjoying life. Because when you're young, you know, I was in a relationship. But then, you know, he started cheating. I started cheating. I'm not saying I was cheating with the sex toy. Like, I didn't take the sex toy out of our comfort zone and go use it on another dude. No. I was just use that between us. You know what I'm saying? And safely, too. So, that was my first experience. And I know a lot of people that's going to listen to this episode like, what, girl? Let me tell you. Do not be afraid. I'm talking from a girl's point of view, okay? Or a woman, you know, woman, girl, whatever. We all, is, you know, I'm a woman now. I'm 33 years old. But for, you know, girls that lose their virginity early, whatever the case might be, because a person could be my age and have a mindset of a little girl because they're afraid of certain things and certain, you know, stuff that comes with being an adult. So anyways, I feel like you need to be in tune with your body and what your body likes, because how you gonna get pleased if you don't know what your body wants? That's the type of person I am. Like, when I lost my virginity, I didn't know what was going on with my body. But as I got older, loving myself, loving my body, how my body works, what don't look right, you know, down there on my cookie. Why is that? You know, it's just getting into with your body and asking questions when you do go get your physicals, because I ask my doctor anything, okay? From what sex toys I should use, what sex toys I shouldn't use, the inches of penis that goes inside of me. Like, I'll be asking my doctor anything, and she's there to tell me the best she can, and it's up to me if I'm gonna take the advice or leave it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's important for women, if you're out there having sex and you do not know what your body needs or the needs of your body, or you're not in tune with your body, I feel like your sexual drive is really boring. Because even if your sex drive is good and everything, I got you to know, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know, maybe I wasn't enough for him. But, you know, you just gotta learn how to love yourself first. That's why I was about to tell y'all something, but that's y'all business. I should tell you guys. So I'm so in tune with my body. Even when I do, you know, sex toys or whatever, I'm so in tune with my body. My body knows when to do certain things, when to you know, just express itself. Because I talked to my cookie, like, you know, she's an individual. Even though she's a part of me, she's an individual. You know, I'm so in tune with my body. So, for instance, if I'm with a dude or whatever, we chilling, you know, vibing, going out, whatever, whatever. And by the end of the night, if I'm mad, my cookie is mad. So, for instance, it was a time, this one I got a little older. So, I guess between 25 to maybe 30. That's when I really got into it with my body. That's when I started using sex toys. Not as much because where I was staying at, I couldn't use them. You know, I didn't have my own place at the time. So I was like, I'm not gonna buy no sex toys. You know, the ones I had, I just threw them away because it's like, you know, I'll just, you know, have sex with dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna use sex toys because I'm not in my own place. And I was a player, so I didn't feel like traveling with my sex toys. Like, that's weird. Like, what the fuck? It's weird to travel with your sex toys to every dude house. Like, what the fuck? That's nasty. That's germaphobe. Like, what the fuck? That's nasty. That's gross. So, I got into it with my body. And I found out that I had, like, not powers, but I'm so in tune with my body at this point in my life. It's like, okay, I can control some stuff. So this dude had made me so mad, y'all. He made me so mad. And I didn't even talk to my cookie that night. You know, we didn't have conversation. And she did what she felt that she was helping me out. So we got into a big argument. It was something petty. You know what I'm saying? By the end of the night, I didn't want to spend the night with him because I knew I did not want to have sex, you know, with him. And he was like, no, you ain't going home, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, come on, okay, I'm going back to your place, whatever. So we went back to his place. He was trying to woo me with certain things. I just had a big-ass attitude because at that time, I think I was smoking weed and I was drinking that brown liquor, child. And that brown liquor, that weed get in my system. And if I'm mad, I want to see that side. That's why I stopped drinking hard liquor, period. Clear, brown, mixed together, separate, Superman. No, I just stick to my wine now. But anyways, so that was my Henny and weed days. So I was so mad, I was so irritated. That's why I didn't want to, you know, spend that with him. And he was like, ooh, you know, I'll do this for you. I'll do this. I'm like, dude, like, leave me alone. I'm about to take a shower and lay on the couch. I don't want to lay in the bed with you. So we was just arguing, whatever. So I got the shower. He came in the shower thinking he was about to get some. Okay, see, niggas be thinking they slick. You ain't slick, nigga. If I'm mad, I'm mad. Especially if I'm off some Henny and some weed. And I drunk, like, almost a fifth. No, I drunk that fifth of Hennessy. So I'm on, y'all. I'm, like, on, like, oof. And I don't want to put my hands on him. I don't want to argue with him or nothing. So I went in the shower. And his ass gonna try to come behind me and have sex with me. And I was like, nah, I'm good. So I got the shower. He got in the shower. And I was serious. I'm laying on the couch. Just how I knew. So I'm laying down, like sleep. Because I know for sure I was snoring so loud. So he was trying to forced himself in me and she didn't open. It didn't open. He was like, what the fuck? He was like, man, you playing, open up. And at that time, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, is something wrong with me? So why is that do what it was supposed to do? And then I went to the bathroom and I checked and it was opening for me. It's funny. So it was doing stuff for me, but then when I went back out, you know, from the bathroom, it went back to, you know, she closed up. Like, she did not feel him either. And I'm like, okay, my cookie in tune with me, okay, girl, we see each other, okay. So he got heckin' mad. He was like, man, I'm about to leave. I said, look, this is your house, you can leave, I'll find a way home. But the nigga didn't leave, okay. He got in the bed by himself, hella mad. I guess he touched himself, and that's the end of that. So that was the episode. So that too. When I hear dudes like say that they don't touch themselves if they don't have a woman around, I feel like you're not in tune with your body. I mean, some people like it, some people don't do it. So I feel like you should do it. I mean, who is to judge? As long as you get your nut off, who's gonna judge you? Why somebody should judge you? They need to be judging themselves. Just because they want to be backed up for the rest of their life, okay? Is you have to release that shit. That shit is not healthy to be in you like that. Especially if you frustrated, stressed out, you gotta release that shit. Not saying having sex, touching yourself, and playing with toys is like, it's gonna solve your problem, but I mean, it's gonna help you get your mind right. I mean, I feel like for us women, you know, we have a menstrual period. You have a period every month. Some women are blessed to have it, some are not. Okay? So, I mean, after that, you know, most people, especially me, I'm at the age now, I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm getting more hornier. I don't know what it is. And I had asked my doctor about that too. And she was like, well, you know, as you get older, you know, you get hornier. And I was like, oh, okay, sister. That's why I feel like this. She said, yeah, especially after your period. So I guess it depends on the individual and the age group you're in and what year you was born, I guess. But as you get older, you get more hornier, and I feel like you get more, like, in tune. You don't want, you know, every dick in you. You know, you don't want to have sex all the time. I mean, it's part of nature. But, you know, that's when the sex twist come in. Because you might don't want to be bothered by that man. Okay? And men, they have sex twists for y'all, too. So, don't. I'll be like, dang. Because I see some sex toys, like, it's... like, it's a side for men, it's a side for women, okay? Whatever you want, you can go get it, okay? And, yeah, he touched himself. He was hella mad. But that's just saying that that's when I found out, like, I don't have superpowers, but I feel like when you in tune with your body or getting to know your body, your insides, the freckles, the moles, the hair, the ingrown, whatever you got going on your body, you start getting into with your body, that loving yourself. You know, you got to love yourself. That's why it's so important to love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you don't need nobody to love you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel like having a relationship, but you need to, you know, get your nut on, go get you some sex toys. There's nothing wrong with sex toys. I don't know why some people get freaked out about that. Like, you have fucking sex, bro. Or sis, like, why you ain't? You know, sex toys is important. It's a part of life. I'm trying to tell you guys, like, now that I'm at 33. So, in the past, you know, when I had, finally got my place, right? I had some sex toys. But eventually, you know, the sex toys, need to go in the garbage. And that's what I did. I threw them away. Sex toys is a beautiful thing. I feel like I'm already a goofy person. And I do have many, like, mood swings. I got, like, I don't know, not that many. I feel like if I'm mad, I'm mad. If I'm irritated, I'm irritated. If I'm sad, I'm sad. If I'm happy, most of the time, I'm always happy. I'm always happy, but that sadness and madness comes in, and then I gotta figure it out, and I'm at the end of the day, I'll be happy and blessed. You know what I'm saying? So, that's when that come in. But I feel like most of the time, I have a positive mindset, and not saying that having sex or playing with sex toys make me happy. I just feel life and period makes me happy, and dealing with sex toys, because I don't deal with my sex toys every day, and you're not supposed to have sex with sex toys all the time. You're supposed to give yourself some, you know, some space, because you do not want you don't want your pussy to dry out, okay? So you could be the wettest female of America, okay? But if you use sex toys every fucking day, by the end of that month, you know, when you trying to get it on with whoever you supposed to get it on, and it stay dry, because it didn't stay dry because you've been using that sex toy nonstop. You ain't gave yourself a break, you know, just chill out, let it, you know, finger yourself or something, you know. Because when by the time you get that warm body in you, it's not going to act the way it's supposed to act because you've been using the damn sex toy. It's nonstop. Like, sis, give the sex toy a break now. You're going too much, going crazy. You're supposed to get your nut off, you know, a couple of weeks and just let it breathe. And because when you get that warm body, baby, and your coochie do not get wet no more, they gonna be like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Because then, you know, when that warm body leaves and then you put that sex toy next, you know, in it, it opens up, you know? I feel like you should balance using a sex toy. And then, you know, when you get that warm body, then, you know, you can get it on, you know what I'm saying? So don't use a sex toy every day, okay? Please, don't dry up your coochie. Because you can dry up your coochie like that. Because then you're using it so, using that sex toy so much, pop, pop, pop. It's so used to that sex toy. So then when you get a body, it ain't used to it. So don't do that, sis, okay? If you choose to use sex toys, I feel like I encourage everybody to at least get one sex toy. Just get one. It will change your life, I'm trying to tell you guys. Like, I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm into myself, my sexuality, everything. I love me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you need to get to know yourself and don't judge other people if they use sex toys. That's what they want to do. Because they want to have fun, you know? They want an extra glow about themselves because it's sex toys that you use with your partners. You know what I'm saying? So, whoever your partner is, I'm trying to tell you. Because you might don't want to be in a relationship. You might just want to use a sex toy. And it's okay to have different sex toys. That's your business. Don't worry about others. That's why when I tell people, everybody don't know. But I guess if you listen to this episode, you know now. Shit, that's my business. It ain't like when you come over my house, there's a sex toy right there. Bam. You know what I'm saying? It's put up in a nice area that it's supposed to be in. And you will never know I had a sex toy unless I tell you. It's not just sex toys laying around my damn house. Okay? I'm grown as hell. I have my own spot, and I feel like you need to get in tune with yourself. It's important to release. Now, if you don't want sex toys, you want to touch yourself, that's fine too. I don't have a problem with it. Just make sure you wash your hands, okay? That's why I think I don't shake hands no more. I think I stopped shaking hands when I was young. I just give people a dab, like a pound, you know what I'm saying? Or a dab, because you don't know when they open their hands, all the, whatever they was doing before they seen you, you know? So that kind of freaks me out. That's why I dab. But I just feel like whatever you want to do in life, you're going to do it, okay? And don't be afraid to be in tune with your sexuality. Because if you're having sex, you're going to eventually see a sex toy or use a sex toy. I don't care how little it is, how big it is, if it vibrates, if it don't, is it waterproof, whatever it is. You're going to eventually see, especially if you're dealing with somebody, not a nympho necessarily, but people that's, you know, free and chill and free of spirit, you're going to eventually run into that. You know what I'm saying? And I've been, I guess, I would say blessed, or, you know, the people I deal with, when I say, oh, I got this sex toy, let's incorporate with our sex, they down for it, because I'm not putting it somewhere they feel uncomfortable, because it's, most of the time, the sex toy is for me, it's for them too, but it's mostly for me, so it's not gonna go nowhere near them. The only place it's gonna go near is like when they go inside me, like when they feel it, like, I know a lot of people are like, oh god, Ardisha is a freak. It's not that I'm a freak, I'm just happy with my sexuality, and you should be too. Don't be a boring person. Like I said, even if you're boring, a dude or a female or whoever the case might be, they gonna cheat, okay? A person gonna cheat regardless. But at the same time, if you can prevent that, prevent it. Like, sex toys, dressing up. Like, I have a natural, you know, hair. But if you can dress up in lingerie, you know, put some heels on, put some candles around y'all. Y'all can see, I use fake and real candles, but if I'm about to get my groove on, I'm gonna use fake candles because, you know, stuff, you know, legs and, you know, gymnastics be going on this motherfucking. A bitch don't need the house to go on fire, okay? Even though I got, you know, insurance and stuff, but it's just to set the mood right for that special person. I feel like every dude or every female, whoever you date, don't need that treatment. And every dude that I talk to, I don't use it on everybody. I should take that back. But the dudes I have, you know, say, oh, can we incorporate my sex toy? Yeah. But I don't use the sex toy with everybody because some people might feel like it's weird. And you can, like, I go off a vibe, so I know this dude is not going to let me use a sex toy. He won't, you know, his package all in me. He don't want to share me, basically, with the sex toy. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's just, you know, setting the mood right. You know, just, you know, be that. Because I feel like if you're dating, married, in a relationship, I feel like a certain everybody that you dating shouldn't get that treatment. Now, if you married, come on now. Because if we're going to do this marriage forever, we need to incorporate some things. Because if you married, you've been together for 12, 13, 14, 15 years, even 10 years. Let me just say 7. I feel like 7 to damn just 11 years. Because, you know, 7, 11 is my number. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said that. But you tend to get boring, especially if the woman had kids or whatever the case might be. You want to spice shit up. You can't be doing the same thing, you know? How you got that person is how you want to keep that person, you know? And then usually women, you know, I don't have kids, but most of the time women, you know, after they have a kid, you know, stuff be moving around, gotta get back to normal and everything. You just want to spice stuff up. And you can spice stuff up with a sex toy and some outfits. I'm just saying. You know, they got all different kind of shit. You can paint yourself. I'm just saying, spice up your life. Don't just be a boring Betty, okay? Don't just be like, oh, I'm just gonna have sex. Like, what? Like, he's gonna get bored because if it's another female that has all this other stuff going on when, you know, they get to the bedroom and you, his girlfriend or his wife, and y'all just doing the same thing, guess he gonna go to, girl, he gonna go to, even though it's not right, I'm just keeping it real. I just hear stories from the dudes I talk to, and I just be like, oh, okay. I be trying to give my advice, especially dudes that's married and in relationships. Be like, trying to spice it up, you know. Even though you want her to make the first move, you make the first move. Buy a sex toy, buy her some lingerie. Like, sex is not everything, but it's a part of nature, you know. And like I said, you don't have sex with everybody, okay? Half of the people I talked to in my life, I did not have sex with them. Everybody may think that because they like, ooh, she a freak, blah, 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 blah. But no, not everybody. So, and you gotta have a connection. The vibes, the vibes, vibes is everything. So, let me give y'all some sex toys for my ladies. I mean, man, y'all can, you know, it's about to be fall, winter time. And I know a lot of people gonna be inside cupcaking because, you know, it's cupcaking season. So you can get it for, you know, your girl, you know what I'm saying? Or if a girl want to get something for their man, I don't know, whatever the case might be, you gotta have that conversation, though. I'm trying to tell you, make sure you have a conversation. Men, women, you know, whatever you like, men, women, both, look, whatever you like. I feel like that conversation should come up, but I'm talking from a woman's perspective of sex toys, so listen up, ladies. So, the sex toys I encounter in life, most of them are waterproof, because you know why? Let me tell you something. So, you know why most women like the shower head? And you know why most shower heads that women do have in their house, you can attach it and it has different motors. That's what a vibrator does. But it's really for, like, the vibrator is really for you. You know what I'm saying? Goes in you, whatever you want it to do. You can put that, I mean, you can still have that shower head, incorporate the shower head, I guess. But that's a lot going on. So now you can put that shower head up. You know what I'm saying? Get your waterproof vibrator and have the best fun of your life now. Now, I advise you, now, don't do too much now. Just do what you can. Then don't get too much water on it, because then if you get too much water on it, then you're going to have to buy a new one, especially if you're having too much fun, okay? And also, I like the waterproof ones. Because, especially if you're, you know, you slipping and sliding, you know what I'm saying? If your cookie get wetter than a ocean, you know, it's better. Especially if you're incorporating it in your sex. Oh, feels good. I'm trying to tell you. So I feel like waterproof vibrators is excellent. And then the normal ones are good too. I just feel like the waterproof one, you ain't gotta use that attachment shower head no more, ladies. Y'all can just go get you a vibrator that's for the motherfucking water. And they come in different sizes. So they have it, the bullet one, so you can travel with the motherfucker. You feel me? If you don't wanna bring that big one, you know? And then they have inches, whatever your inch is. I like 8 inches and bigger. And see, some dudes get intimidated by that. So, this the other one I like. So the waterproof vibrator, that's for you, girl. Do what you do. I feel like you shouldn't use that with you and your dude. Okay, girl? Don't use that, because he might get intimidated or he might get jealous or y'all might argue. You don't want to use that. That's for you, girl. That's for you. Now, they have waterproof clitters. Meaning, it's... Okay, so the one I have... The one I have, okay, so he can control it or you can control it, and it's waterproof. So you put it, so he put his thing in you, right? And you put that on top. I mean, he's in you already. Then you know, put that, it's a part that you put inside, you know, inside the coochie. And then it's another part that you put the vibrator on your clit. You know what I'm saying? So either he can control or you can control it, but usually I use it on one motion, because the one I got 9 motions, okay? So he can control or you control. It feels so good, and it's waterproof. So that one's not going to intimidate him. He's going to feel comfortable because it's not bigger than him, okay? It's not bigger than him. So that one, I feel like the clitter one, like the one that goes inside your, you know, your coochie, and it goes on, you know, your click, and it vibrates. That one is good for you and your dude, or you and your female, or you and your dude and female. You know, some people do entanglements, you know what I'm saying? Entanglement, threesome, fivesome, fours. That's more better, I feel like, for a man to, you know, to incorporate a man. You know, that one is, whoo, experience A1. Okay. The next one, you got the regular, you got a vibrator called the Rabbit. So the Rabbit is not waterproof, ladies. Not waterproof. I need to order me one, and I am going to order one. And y'all know y'all can go on Amazon, because Amazon got everything. But anyways, now the Rabbit is good too. Like, back in the day, the Rabbit was a little bit different, but now it's more look like a rabbit. So the Rabbit gives you all the sensation, depending on which one you get, because it's different ones and different levels. I like the one that I'm about to order. See, I'm just telling my business. I'm just trying to help y'all out here, okay? I'm trying to put a smile on your face. Even though you wake up every day thankful, you know, that makes put a smile on your face. But in the bedroom, I'm trying to tell you, especially with this virus going on, dating, that's the thing too, dating right now is on the down, because you don't know who that person's been around, you know what I'm saying? So the Rabbit is not waterproof, and it's good, okay? So the other thing is the regular, like, dildo, the one that you, like, stick on shit, like, you can stick on your wall,
stick on, whatever you can stick on.
That one is cool too. I don't really like that one, but I can deal with it because I have to stick it on something. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's different ones, different sizes, like I said. So you got that one, you know. And that could be waterproof. That one could be waterproof, the one that stick everywhere. But I feel like I don't recommend it for especially thick-ass women. You know, you got that shit in the tub, and it's waterproof. You stick it, and then, you know, you doing your thing, and then you might break the motherfucking tub or break the motherfucking wall. You know what I'm saying? If you're taking a shower. There's just a lot going on with that. So that one's cool, but nah. So then you got the bullet. So the bullet, I haven't seen no waterproof ones, but the bullet's like to go. Like, if you about to, you know, go on a date, you know what I'm saying, and he's next to you, and y'all can't wait, you know, to get to where y'all destination is, you know, you can put that bullet in, and he can just do what it do with his fingers, you know what I'm saying, underneath the table. And then you have the butterfly. So, I haven't seen the butterfly, but I'm going to look it up because I haven't seen none lately because I'm trying to get other shit. You feel me? But the butterfly is, they have different ones. So, they have one that you put, you know, on your coochie. You put it right there. Some of them have a strap. Some of them, I guess, you put it on there and then he put his thing in you. And like, it's like a hole. It's different ones, okay? That's cute too, but the ones I recommend for you guys, for women. I mean, if guys want to buy it for you, you know, they can do it too. I recommend ladies to get a vibrator that's waterproof. That one's for you. Remember, the vibrator one and the water is for you. Do not, I repeat, do not incorporate that with your man. Yeah, I'm going to leave it that way. Don't do, that's for you. Okay, and some of them light up too. Ooh, shit. Some of them light up too in the water, honey. You think you at the circus. And the other one I recommend is the one, the click. So get one that goes inside you and then, you know, go inside you on top of your click and vibrate. That one is good for you, and it's good for you and your dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. That is going to be like a sensation ever because it's vibrating, got different motions. They have different ones, but the ones I got is waterproof. So, I hope you guys learned something today during our Nisha sex class. Don't judge me, you guys. And like I said, like if you see me, most people ain't not going to recognize me. They might because I cut my hair, but if you see me, don't just be like, girl, you got that toy with you. Don't say that shit. And like I said, do not judge people because they have sex toys. Don't judge because we ain't judging y'all. The ones that's approved. That's what you want to do. You want to be born? Let be born. If I want to be a Satan, I'm going to be a Satan. Okay? So don't judge people with sex toys. Sex toys is good. Especially because like I said, fall, aka autumn is coming, winter coming. You want to spice things up with a little hot chocolate, a little, you know what I'm saying? And it's everything. I just feel like I like putting it on the show. But again, everybody don't get this show, okay? You gotta be special to get a show, okay? Role play is everything. And if you incorporate some toys, but like I said, make sure you let your partner know. I don't care if it's a woman, a man, two men, two women, whatever you like. I do not care. Make sure you had a conversation. Just don't throw it, you know, don't do that to them. And then two, okay? Yeah, that's it. I'm just so happy. I had to share something with y'all because this is a podcast, right? This is for the grown and sexy. This is not a kids podcast. Like I said, this podcast is for 18 and over. But most of the time, it's for 21 and over. But you got to be 18 to listen to my podcast because I be saying some shit that you might not be ready. Because I know some people that's 21 and over. You know what I'm saying? Or even my age. They just be like, what? Sex toys? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look here. You have sex. You give head or you get head or whatever the case might be. What you afraid of sex toys for? It's just a detachment from a man or a woman. Because they got, you know, they got pocket pussies. I never use lint, you know what I'm saying? But they got all type of stuff at the sex store, dude. I'm trying to tell you guys, it's so funny. It's like a little, it's a candy store for like size. Like they have all type of stuff in the sex store. I'm telling you, if you of age go in the sex store, I'm trying to tell you, you're gonna walk out of there with something, even if it's a sex game, okay? Shit. Stop being a prune. Get out there and get your freak on now. Be safe now. Don't do too much. Oh, another thing. So, for me, I mean, that's why I say you make sure you clean your toys and stuff. Just don't just put them up without cleaning them, because that's nasty and it builds up shit. So I clean my stuff off with my body wash, because I wash, you know, my body with that and downstairs and stuff. And I use this sensitive body wash too. So I use that to clean off my toys. Okay, so I hope you guys learned something. Again, don't judge nobody using sex toys, especially right now, because I don't want to go on a date with hardly nobody. So I feel like sex toys is safe. And then too, when you get your sex toys, I don't care if it came wrapped up nice and tight, make sure you wash your sex toys, you know, to make sure you don't put something in, you know what I'm saying? So, if you don't do nothing, go visit a sex store. Even if you don't buy something, but buy something, okay? Buy something. Please buy something. Oh, my allergies is irritating. But yeah. So, until next time, you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just enjoy life. Be safe. Have safe sex. Oh, and another thing, too. I know this is kind of weird, but I sometimes do this. Not all the time. I put a condom on my sex toys. You know? But I usually don't put a condom on the one that's waterproof, because it's going to slip off anyways. That's stupid. But if you feel more comfortable putting a condom on it, do it, you know? Just saying. You know, it's all good. So, you guys, enjoy yourself. Be safe out there during this time. Stay healthy. Stay blessed. I love you guys. Until next time, peace.